Nolte, Poll Proofs National Media Push to Legitimize Violence is Working. By John Nolte on October 2, 2020. Polling shows the national media's years-long push to legitimize political violence is working. Roughly one-third of the public believe it is justified for my political party to use violence in advancing political goals. A whopping 26% of those who self-identify as very liberal believe there is a great deal of justification to commit political violence if Joe Biden loses. Only 16% of those who identify as very conservative said the same about a Trump loss, a number that is still disturbingly high. This YouGov poll of 5,900 respondents, with a 1.5 to 3-point margin of error, found 36% of Republicans and 33% of Democrats believe political violence, which is terrorism, is at least a little or more justified. In September, 44% of Republicans and 41% of Democrats said there would be at least a little justification for violence if the other party's nominee wins the election, the poll found. Those figures are both up from June, when 35% of Republicans and 37% of Democrats expressed the same sentiment. Just 3 years ago, in this same poll, only 8% in each party expressed that sentiment. So over 3 years, this number has essentially quadrupled. This is exactly what the corporate media have been pushing since Ferguson, using race hoaxes like we saw with Trayvon Martin and Ferguson and Baltimore, and now Breonna Taylor, to normalize, justify, and encourage political violence. Why? Because this is the only influence the media have left. You see, despite a full court press from the media, Sandy Hook failed to galvanize the country to embrace gun control. Donald Trump won the presidency, and Brett Kavanaugh sits on the Supreme Court. After those stunning failures, the media were forced to face the fact they had lost their moral authority with the public, had lost their ability to sway public opinion. The media suddenly realized they were eunuchs when it came to shaping world and national events. So what's left for an entitled cry bully to do when no one is listening any longer? Well, you reassert your influence by screaming fire. Evil people prove they can still make things happen. Even the only way is by spreading hate and chaos and violence and death. Think about it. What does an abusive husband do when he's in the wrong and losing the argument? He reasserts his dominance by beating his wife. That's what the media are doing to America. Beating us, punishing us for not listening to them, for daring to ignore them. What do arsonists do to feel powerful, superior, and influential? They start fires. That's what the media's doing to America. Starting fires. What do depraved and evil young people do to prove they matter? They walk into their school and shoot people. That's what the media's doing. Walking into America by way of television and the internet and shooting. Few things are as dangerous as someone who desperately wants influence and power and finds they cannot achieve it through decent means. People like this will do anything to fill that hole. Anything to feel relevant, and eventually that craven desire forms a malignancy in the soul that metastasizes into what we are seeing from the media today. Which is not only the normalization and justification of violence, but the open encouragement of violence, especially from Knoll. It's the only influence the media's arsonists and wife beaters and school shooters have left. And although the media are firmly on the side of left-wing terrorists and terrorism, if we are to believe the poll, the media's tactics have also somewhat radicalized some on the right into a much darker place. Which makes sense. This is what happens when the media openly defend and applaud violence against those of us on the right, openly defend and champion violence against Trump supporters, openly defend and champion domestic terrorist organizations like Black Lives Matter and Antifa. Too many on the right are sitting at home watching the media applaud violence against them and saying, what the hell, if these are the rules now, fine. These are the rules. That's not okay. I'm a big believer in self-defense. But terrorism is terrorism. All the media had to do was embrace the essential American decency of drawing a line at violence and roundly condemning all political violence. But when causing violence and chaos, when starting fires and beating your wife and shooting up schools are the only way you have left to feel like you still have influence, that you are still in charge, you start fires and beat your wife and shoot up schools. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.